This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
It's time.
It's time.
Time to get in the zone.
Time to get in the zone.
With the 49ers Web Zone.
This is the No Huddle Podcast.
With Al and Brian.
So I think the reason why we're is I got a coffee with Russ. Because this isn't, you're not bringing in Vic Fangio to this kind of role, right? Where he's sure. Just highly respected or just anybody like that. Just somebody who's like, all right, highly respected dude, like bring him in. He knows what he's doing. He's run a team before. Anthony Lynn was a respected, you know, I don't think I have anything bad to say about Anthony Lynn. You know what I mean? Like he didn't come across as a punchline. Most guys don't. Unfortunately, right now, Staley comes across as a punchline, fair or unfair. And the reason for that is, one, his fourth downs. That's why I'm calling him Worm. He was one of the most careless head coaches I have ever seen with going for it on fourth down and everything else, to the point of stupidity, of absolute stupidity. So that's the one thing. The game it was against the Raiders, right? The last game of the season where they both would have gotten in if they tied. And the Raiders really playing for a tie. And Staley got cute. Or when they were like, okay, fuck you. We're going to kick field goal and kick you guys out of the playoffs. Again, being stupid like that, that kept your team out of the playoffs. Then you get to the playoffs and you blow a gigantic halftime lead with this special quarterback you supposedly have, right? Then that's another, thing on your resume that looks bad. And then the game against the Raiders you brought up, that's embarrassing. I know they quit on him, but still 63 on a Thursday night to the Raiders. Embarrassing. And he lost his job after that. And he had those press conferences that were like a circus where they're asking him if he's going to call the D and everything else. So you look at Staley, he's a hot button guy. He's a polarizing guy. He's not somebody that you're like, oh yeah, that's, you know, I respect that guy. He's been a bit of a punchline. But one thing, you know, you mentioned the Chiefs. I think that has something to do with it. I think the Niners right now maybe have it in their head a little bit. Like, this is the team we have to beat. We have to beat the Chiefs. And he's been in a division. I'd have to look up what his record is against the Chiefs. I don't know. But he's been in a division with the Chiefs for 3 years coaching against them. So maybe they think he's somebody that can help with that. But, you know, we'll see. We'll talk about it this offseason because we have a really long time to talk about this stuff. And there could be, as there are with most new coaches, you know, a little bit of a learning curve in the beginning. That happens. We'll see where they are in November, December, and January. That's the important thing. But we're going to talk about it. But at the end of the day, I think we'll see. That's the most you can say with it, is we'll see how it works. This isn't an organization that is a dumpster fire. This is an organization that's been in the NFC Championship for the last five games, years, and two of the last five Super Bowls. So they tend to know what they're doing. We'll see. That's the best we can do. We're going to talk about it. Everybody is. But the proof's going to be on the field in 6 months or 8 months or whatever it's going to be.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, he actually only won. He only beat the Chiefs once.
So they just won in five against them?
Yeah. So he only beat them once. Although, actually, that last one, I think, was – I don't think he was coaching then. So he won in four. But regardless.
Okay.
But you know, in the not this season, but the previous two, when the Chiefs still had a prolific offense, he still held the Chiefs to low 20s, which was, you know, at the time a decent feat. But yeah, you know, and I know that he's coming in with assistant head coach role. And I think part of that is, look, we don't really want to give you DC, but we want you on the staff. Here's this, you know, here's this title, right? In order to get him to come. Cause I mean, the Chargers are still paying him like $4 or $5 million next year to not coach for them. So I don't think they have to pay him very much, which is, you know, nice for the 49ers or the Yorks at the very least. But yeah, I just, again, like I said, I feel like this was a desire to have some outside influence, but without that outside influence coming in and trying to learn the essence of this defense, we want somebody who already knows the essence of this defense and then can incorporate some of these outside ideas. And then on top of that, this guy's really bright. Let's use him to, you know, to for defensive game plans. I would venture to think, you know, what's interesting about Sorensen and Staley is that they're both former college quarterbacks. One of the most interesting things I thought about I learned about Nick Sorensen was he was the quarterback of Virginia Tech before Michael Vick. I'm like, oh, okay, interesting. And then Brandon Staley was a quarterback at Dayton. You know, and so both of them understand the offensive side, obviously, very well. You can't be a quarterback if you don't understand offense. So I have to wonder if not only that, but, you know, is Brandon Staley there to also help Kyle Shanahan with some offensive game plans against some of these teams that are incorporating some of these, you know, Vic Fangio cloud coverage principles? You know, is he there to help Kyle Shanahan as well? You know, Kyle Shanahan is not going to listen to anybody about fourth down. He's going to make his own decisions. He's not going to let anyone influence him.
Staley is going to be passing him notes on the sideline.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that's why he's going to be in the booth. Cause he's like, I don't need you in my ear telling me to go for it on fourth down. If he at least gets him to be a little more aggressive, I think that's a win because, you know, I don't want Kyle Shanahan to turn into, you know, Dan Campbell or Brandon Staley, but I would like him to be more like maybe a John Harbaugh, right? Who is strategically aggressive rather than recklessly aggressive. But yeah, it just, in the end, we're just going to have to see how it goes. But I think having a bright defensive mind in the building is always a good thing. And I think the players like Sorensen and will respond to Sorensen. Like I said, he'll be on the sideline. He'll bring the energy. It's going to feel similar to what it was like with Saleh and Ryans, right? And then you've got all of this, you know, these new opportunities. And Sorensen, as a former safety, probably has some of his own ideas as well that he's probably ready to. And the other thing, and I thought this was interesting, Chris Biederman brought this up on Candlestick Chronicles. And I don't know if you read the article that came out during Super Bowl week about Kyle Shanahan and how he has cameras in every meeting room in Santa Clara. And that's something that he learned from his dad. So Mike Shanahan used to have cameras in every meeting room, and every meeting was filmed, and it was a live feed back to his computer. And so he could be in his office and he could hear every meeting that's going on. And if he heard something that he didn't like, he'd be able to interject. And so it wasn't so much Big Brother-ish as I want all of my coaches talking the same, right? Implementing the same ideas, the same concepts, teaching the same way. And it was a way for him to be able to do that. So Kyle Shanahan does the same thing. So outside of having him in the building, he's also seen Sorensen run all of these meetings. He knows what he's like. He knows how he teaches. He knows all of these things. So he has even more knowledge about Sorensen and whether or not he has the ability to do this than anybody else does, because he's seen him do it for the last two seasons. So there's also that to keep in mind when it comes to, you know, this being an internal hire.